Hello, welcome to Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart. I'm an alternative healer who's hosting this blog talk show because I want people to be aware of all the alternative modalities out there. And I, too, practice alternative modalities called Constellation Healing Technique. And my goal is to broaden people's perception of all the modalities that can help you out there. And today we have a wonderful caller calling in here. And we're going to interview her about access consciousness. So let me just get her hooked up here. It's my first show, so just getting used to the technology here. And let me get her online here so we can start our discussion about access consciousness.
Gary, can you hear me?
Hello? Yes. Hi, Jeannie.
Gary.
How are you?
Fantastic. I'm enjoying
this. We're on air right now at Consciousness Connection with Gary Stewart, and you're my first host, my first guest of my first blog show. So thank you so much for calling Blog Talk today. And I was just letting the audience know that Conscious Connection with me is about sharing alternative modalities with people who need to know there's alternative ways of healing and ways to go deeper into consciousness, which provides the most healing. And for my inaugural show, I couldn't think of anyone better than you to be my first guest to discuss access consciousness.
Gary, thank you so much for inviting me. I feel privileged to be your first guest.
Yes,
yay!
Yes, I'm honored. So can you tell us, what is access?
Well, access consciousness is an energy process. It's a combination of tools, clearing statements, and 32 energy points that you run on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds like a mouthful.
Yes, yeah, if you could go into detail, we have time.
What really happens is you become aware that as a person, you're more than your body. You're really energy. And for some people, they don't get it. When you do a session with Access Consciousness, and you experience it, that you're connected to everything on this planet by energy and to source, then you begin to know, beyond a doubt, that you're energy. And the process allows you to open up all the energy blocks so you can choose what you desire in life and so you can be all that you can be. Pretty fascinating.
Yeah. It's excellent. I just want to let our listeners know that a lot of people in Western medicine, which is good in its own right for many diseases and conditions, and by the word energy, so a lot of people have trouble with their word energy, and I just want to remind them that Albert Einstein said, all there is energy, and energy transforms, whether it's into matter, whether it's into spirit or whatever. So I just want our listeners to know there's a quantum foundation, the quantum physicists, and I have plenty on my website at chifield.com to alert you that energy is indeed everywhere and that energy precedes the physical, and that's the levels we're working in here, especially with access consciousness.
And that's where choice comes in, at the energy level. And you can choose to generate it. Do you want it spiritual? Do you want it emotional? Do you want it physical? You're at choice when you're at the energy level. And I had the opportunity, a great opportunity, to work on you and demonstrate access consciousness. What happened for
yes,
you?
Yes, I really enjoyed it quite a lot. And I've seen a lot of modalities, and there's not many out there that really wow me, but access did.
Somebody demonstrated access consciousness to me, and just like I did for you. And I go, no, this is not going to work. Conscious, you know, my mind said, you know, no. But what happened is a friend of mine who was mousy, her name was Bettina, and she had been abused and very inward person.
Yeah.
I had been doing another modality with her, and she became alive and vibrant. Because she was a group of people that wasn't not like her. And as a kid, she used to sing. And she was singing again, even performed in a concert somewhere. So I said,
oh, wow.
I want some of that. How can I stop hiding in my life?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
I said, okay.
What we realize in most alternative healing, Access included, is that somehow different things are locked away in our past, and we're reacting to invisible stimuli that's stopping us from being as proactive and as open in the present as we want to be. So it sounds like with Patina, that was unlocked in her that had been laying dormant since she was a young girl, and now she could be fully present with her talents and proactive using them this lifetime.
Yeah, and you don't experience that till after you experience the work. Then you see it for yourself, and you can't deny it any longer. You learn how to be, or you open up to how to be the contribution that you can be to your life and to this planet, and I find that fascinating.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what was your story in regards to Access? How was it for you? What did you notice when you received it, obviously, and then became an excellent facilitator of it? Can you tell us a little bit about your journey with Access Consciousness?
Well, energy work came to me first in the form of Reiki. And before that, I was traveling in Europe as a teenager, and I noticed I could tell events before, you know, that happened a long time ago. You know, if there was a battlefield somewhere, I was upset. My skin got prickly. I didn't know what was going on with me, right?
Uh-huh.
So somebody said, oh, try Reiki out. You know, it's a healing energy, and you just kind of lay hands on something, and it changes the frequency within your body. Something changes, right?
Yeah, and I noticed
that it worked for animals really well. And people, before I did a massage or while I was doing a massage, they got better results. And I laid my hands on them, and I worked on them. And I finally did massage. And that was good, but it wasn't enough. I still had problems that kept coming back up in my life, and I couldn't break through them. So once the experiencing Access Consciousness, I began to understand magnetic blueprinting patterns in my family that were brought to me, like abuse, alcoholism, the right wrong game, judgment and blame was just all over my family, right? Mm-hmm. And then how I learned to do that for myself, judge myself, that I wasn't good enough. So even though that I had dreams and desires and I'd go for them, I could never complete them because I was judging myself, destroying everything. One of the things I hide a lot is art. And so I noticed, if I could do a piece of art and not judge myself, I'd complete it. But along the way, if I said, oh, that's horrible, I'd rip it up, burn it, something like that.
Right.
With Access,
I think they call that the Van Gogh syndrome.
And go away from me, right?
Exactly.
Were you able to
focus on your art and not judge yourself so harshly in your creative process?
In the creative process, I learned that I could just be, that it wasn't my wrongness or that I wasn't good enough. I didn't have art training. Oh, man, I didn't have money to explore it. All I had to do was have desire. With desire, I could do anything. But with blame and judgment, it shut everything down. So now I could do a creative project in the house. I could decorate. I could repaint. And I've done my apartment. And it's fantastic. In fact, it's magical. It seems to the apartment changes shape and allows me to do Access classes in the house. I could dance in there because I have a hardwood floor now. It's wonderful to have a place that can change shape and you can enjoy anything you want in a tiny space. I don't know how that does, but it keeps creating versatility and space for me to do whatever I desire. Now, I've learned that these truths that my mother called truth, that I wasn't good enough or I was always wrong or, you know, that kind of thing, was not mine but hers.
Yes, yes. And that's what's great. And a lot of healing work, it's very, where I do ancestral work, constellation work, we're trying to create a healthy boundary and let those who have the issue carry their own issue so we don't have to carry it for them. And it sounds like with Access, you're creating a healthy boundary to let the person who tried to impose their issues onto you, being an impressionable youngster, to really carry it their own, so you're on their own, so you're free of it.
You free yourself with the clearing statement. And the clearing statement sounds very unusual. It works. If somebody says that you're not good enough or your boss is yelling and screaming at you, this is one of the things that if you would tell them that's an interesting point of view, so at least they've been heard of, when you register those words to someone else, there's no right or wrong with that. Because an interesting point of view is not good or bad. In your brain, in your not out loud, you can say return to sender. It's like a little boomerang, sending whatever point of his viewpoint back to him. And what frees you up is write the words, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine short points beyond.
And if you could just tell people what the pad poc acronym is.
And you could just say, instead of everything like that, you could just say return to sender pod poc. The pod is point of destruction. Poc is point of creation.
Oh, wonderful.
Then your point of view is, let's get rid of that. Boom.
Yes.
And when you're at the point of creation, what do I choose in life?
Absolutely, which gives you total freedom.
Yeah. What people are missing is, one, that we're energy. Two, is we're on a dual plane of existence.
Oh, I love
planet. There's right and wrong, good and bad. That's where people get stuck, either one extreme or the other. But when they're neutral, when you just say, that's an interesting point of view, there's no right, no wrong, you're neutral, that's when you can create your heart's desire. And you know how you do it, Gary? You ask. And in that immediately asking of the universe, which can be just verbal to your source or to God or whatever you want to call it, or you can ask another person, then you'll immediately receive an unopened, something that you can't be answered in a yes or no question. Then everything around you, everything in your life and your path will support that question, and you'll get your answers back. It could be a billboard, somebody else telling you, oh, God, you're gorgeous, or about a job opening if you need a job or a great place to rent, if you go into question. Because you're not judging. You're open.
Right.
Asking a question opens you up to all possibilities in life. There is the wonderment, the magic. You get to choose. And they say in Access, choose every 10 seconds. Try it out. If you like it, keep it.
Yeah.
If you don't, ask another question.
It gives you complete freedom and empowerment, which is incredible. Because so many of us, I think we start out that way as children, being inquisitive. And I've read a statistic somewhere that every child hears from its parents 426 no's a day. Multiply that times the first 10, 15 years of your life in 3 yeses per day. So imagine having the courage to ask for what you want and then just be open to receive. It's really a psychological jump that very few people get a chance to experience this lifetime.
And why do you think that people don't ask for what they want?
Because they heard so many no's, they don't even think they have the right to ask. Or they deserve to ask for what they want.
They forgot they can't ask. They forgot. Because they've lived in fear. Absolutely.
Right, because they've heard so many no's. How would I ever hear a yes? Because I'm so conditioned to hearing no.
Right, and what if that conditioning didn't come from this lifetime, Gary? What if it came from another lifetime that is affecting you today?
Yes, yes. I believe in reincarnation and endless loop. Time is a circle. People don't realize that. It's not a straight line. It's a circle, and we can enter and exit the loop at any time.
Yeah, and people really don't understand that if it's from another lifetime, it's a repetitive pattern, and then it's clearly not yours. And I went to your class last night on constellation
yes.
healing, and it was fabulous to see that actually demonstrated an energy field with how the parents and your grandparents and what they did in their life affects us in our physical being today with their
yes.
choices.
Mm-hmm. And what showed up last night is most of those people were dead, but yet their great-grandchild is suffering tremendous health issues over unresolved issues that were actually created in their lifetime. So that also leads that, like what you were saying, everything exists as energy in the universe, and we can be proactive and make a different choice or ask a different question, and that's what's so great about access. And there's nothing to fear. The only thing would be to fear, can I ask a question to make things different? How simple is that?
I was made wrong for not knowing an answer on how
mm-hmm.
to do something. So I stopped trying.
Right, exactly.
Now it's simply to ask. How much fun is that? Simply ask,
uh-huh.
how can I do
that
it?
That leads to victimization of their entire lives because they're afraid they'll hear no, afraid they won't be heard. Even if it was a dumb question, they didn't want to be criticized or ridiculed, so they gave up asking, which leads to future victimization, ironically.
So that becomes a pattern
mm-hmm.
that the family's passed down, and you pick it up subliminally. You don't subconsciously
yes.
don't even know that you're doing it.
Yes, that's what's amazing.
So that's what I saw really replayed in your work last night. It's unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
that people
mm-hmm.
are, and they keep repeating lifestyle patterns.
Right.
Alcoholism instead of dealing with their emotions or abuse mm-hmm. because they couldn't deal with their wife or their mate.
Mm-hmm.
And could it be as easily as saying to that other person, that doesn't work for me, and this works, this is what works for me?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the great thing about
easier?
Access, it's my work. We jump through hoops with all different ancestors. With access, you just have to, in a simpler way, have to have the courage to ask to create a new present and a new future just by asking for it. And honoring with the pod poc, so the creation and destruction of what came before. So it's a very simple but profound and deep way to access a deep change in yourself, in your life, in your own history, just by having the courage to ask the question, can it be different?
And when you ask the question, tune in. Is it heavy
mm-hmm.
or is it light?
Mm,
if it's light yeah. and expansive, that's
mm-hmm.
going to work for you. If
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Heavy... I've gone into situations and I go, I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill, but I'm going to do it anyway. Or I buy this car and I get this loan that's too much money and too much payment every month. And then I dig a hole and to make those payments. And then I have to take two or three jobs just to make that payment. Now,
yes,
what if
mm-hmm.
it could just be as easy as I desire a new Subaru Forester? How can
right.
I pay for it? Show
right.
me how, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that, well, it could mean you get a new job with a pay raise. It could mean that you win some lottery money, whatever. If you allow in your life versus fear or freezing up your life, the
yeah.
energy will be light, fun, and expansive.
Yes, and generally in any health condition or challenge we have, there's a narrowness to perception that's creating the dis-ease in the body, and just to give it some room to breathe and express itself, that in and of itself can make the room or allow the room for change and healing to take place.
Yeah, and with access consciousness, I noticed that if you go into fear or freezing up with limited possibilities, then also you begin to get health problems and issues.
Yes, because mm-hmm. almost the body's not open to the very energy of the life force that's trying to express itself.
Yeah, so you can tell that energy, we're really energy.
Mm-hmm.
And when it moves and it's free, everything is wonderful and life all works for you. And when it freezes up and gets heavy, life is not working.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want in life?
Mm-hmm.
Begin to ask.
Yeah, and it couldn't get simpler than that. And that's the whole basis of acupuncture, ancient Chinese healing through acupuncture, is your chi or life force is frozen or stagnant, and you would get the needles put in the areas where it was stagnant to create movement so your body could adapt and change. This is wonderful with access because, in a way, you add psychology in a non-threatening way because you get to accept it as it was but ask for a new outcome. From the same energy. And I love that how it's a non-denominational source. It's just pure energy and creation in its simplest form without any ideology. And it's not asking you to give up any ideology. It's just be open to ask a question for change.
Yes, and to ask for what you want. Interesting enough, the 32 points that you run on your body help open up your energy field. Do you know, Gary, they represent different things. There's one above the ears that is called money, control, and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm working with somebody, I feel the energy. Is it light or heavy? If it's heavy, I sense that they're experiencing an issue in that area. So I open up a conversation with them and ask what they want. And then there's this one area, implants. When we do the implant bands, there's a point behind the ears where you hold your fingers. It's called the implant band. That's like the big trash dump. You can take all the ideas that you're ready to get rid of in the moment, because the present is a gift. You toss it in the big trash can that's their invisible trash can, and it really lets you dispose of those things that are no longer working for you. Would that make your life any better?
Absolutely. And the thing is that it's that easy that you can just put it there and be done with it. Because most of people's suffering is because they're holding on to so many things that don't serve them that there's no room in their life for anything new.
Yes, because fear has gotten them so frozen, they don't know they can ask. And that's the purpose of Access Consciousness, is to create awareness in the moment so one can choose.
Huh? Yes,
and when you choose, the energy begins to move. You begin to direct your life. How's it get any better than that?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the ultimate empowerment, is for us to direct our own life, have whatever we want to have, and discard what doesn't serve us. I mean, it's basically, the equation is very simple, but so many people get stagnant or stuck in the old way, they forget that there's an opening where they can make their dreams come true. One of my quotes from my workshop is, we are our ancestors' dreams come true. So why would we want to relive someone's nightmare when we can create a beautiful existence or an abundant existence, having everything we want in our all too short time here on Earth? That's the best way to honor the past, is to have the best life possible.
So how do you give yourself permission?
Do you find that for people with access? Because I know when I had my session, it was very easy, and I really liked that I could dump what doesn't serve me into an energetic bowl. I really liked that part of the session, because there's a lot of stuff, and I love that you gave me a visualization that bowl is gold. So it's not that we're throwing trash away. It's something golden that doesn't serve us, and we're putting it into a gold bowl to be eliminated from our field. And I just really love that imagery, because it's respectful of the old things that don't serve us, and at the same time, we're releasing them as something precious that we no longer need, because it's blocking something good in the future to come our way.
We're not necessarily trashing something. It appears to kind of look like that. We're really changing energy form.
Okay.
We're turning into a higher vibrational level. We're switching from a lower, denser vibration to a higher frequency. Remember, energy doesn't stop. It just changes form.
Right, and it differentiates that much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find energy's neutral? So it's the, whatever intent or attention we put on it, it will co-create that?
Right. So if we put negative attention, it's going to be negative. If it's positive, we're going to create positive. It's purely choice.
Yes. And so many people forget that in life because so many people, I mean, there's lots of reasons people can be victimized by society, a political party, a government, an economic status or whatever. But what if we have the courage in light of what's going on in the world right now to choose a different reality? I mean, that's the ultimate freedom and the ultimate choice. Yes, this can be going on around me, but I'm choosing to have everything I want now, even though logically it wouldn't appear that that would be possible. I always say, if we can't dream it, how can it come into an existence?
Yes. I really sense that when I work with access consciousness, I'm no longer making choices from my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making choices from my heart. And a heart
beautiful.
Vibratory energy is always lighter and works for everyone on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So I really use the tool of light and heavy to determine, is it time for me to need to make a new choice?
Mm-hmm.
It's really heavy. I'll begin to look at that and choose again.
Mm-hmm.
And choose an energy that is vibratory that will help me manifest my desires, my hopes, and my dreams so I can be all that I can be for a contribution to myself and to the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really love that. That's wonderful. And so many people have forgotten to live from their heart space. That's really a good reminder for me, even doing this interview, that that's where the creativity and the bigger energy really comes from, because our brain makes everything much more complicated than it needs to be. And just coming from that pure heart space is a much simpler, deeper, and profound place to live from.
And I think the brain space can sometimes imprison people.
Yes,
that logic or that their reality looks like this instead of the opportunity to see other possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that with the show, you're out there on the internet. So if there, if any of your listeners are interested in experiencing Access Consciousness
and seeing what
it can do for them, you can contact me through my email.
Which is?
I as in ice, D as in dog, R as in rat, M as in Mary, J as in jello, E as in egg, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, I as in ice, at yahoo.com. So that's basically I Dream Genie.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's such fun. Now, how about your phone number? Are you comfortable with me giving out your phone number?
I'm not on the internet. But I'm not interested in giving my phone number out all over the internet. But if they email me
So the email is IDRGENI at yahoo.com.
It's IDRM. Genie.
DRM.
JEANI. J as in jello. JEANI at yahoo.com.
Yes.
And if they ask me for a demonstration, I'll be happy to do that.
Great. And you also teach classes in it too, don't you? Do you teach facilitators?
Yes, I do teach. I also teach classes in the bars and. With a simple one-day class, you can empower yourself and become a practitioner, and you can trade with other people who are other practitioners, as well as once you've completed 3 classes, you can teach a bars class. So there's many ways to empower yourself as well as to increase your monetary flow in your life.
Excellent. Well, I will put your email, I'm going to put this on my Facebook account, and I'll send you a copy of the show, and I will put your email on it only so people can contact you either from my Facebook or And we're running out of time. We have 8 seconds left. My name's Gary Stewart from Conscious Connection. I thank you so much for listening to Jeannie Volker here about Access Consciousness.
Thank you. I am so happy to be your first guest.
Yes, me too.